Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. James Fox, how are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, well, actually, good to have you back, man. We've talked before. We've spoken before, but now this new documentary, The Program, on demand, Roku, Apple, Amazon, it is, I'm one of these guys, like, I'm not worried about the drones. Let's talk about that. The drones that are having in Jersey, it just doesn't freak me out because people are people. But I do believe in UFOs, and I do believe there's a lot to talk about there. So I'm a guy who doesn't believe a conspiracy, but I do believe in the potential for life out in the universe, if that makes sense.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't think the discussion of whether they're real or not real is even happening anymore. The only debate happening is, what are they? Where do they come from? What do they want? You know, the type of technology they exhibit is light years advanced from anything that we have. So that's the big question. That's the million-dollar question. Who are they? What do they want? Where do they come from? How long have they been here?
And you, of course, are talking about the UFOs, or UAPs, as they're known now.
Yes. They went from UFOs, unidentified flying objects, to UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon. But then they were recording things coming in out of the ocean, so they decided to make it UAP, unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Someone's getting paid for these. This is their job, right?
Right.
Yeah. To me, it's unfathomable that we don't believe there's life out there, that we are the only thing ever created. There's one perfect globe with an atmosphere, with an ocean, with a sustaining life, and that there's no chance there's anything else. When I meet somebody like that, I just look and I go, okay, it's crazier, far crazier for me to believe you're the only thing than to believe we don't understand what's beyond our sight.
You know, I had an astronomer buddy of mine, and I was going through some NASA imagery, which I included in the program. Not sure if you've seen it, but these just jaw-dropping imagery from NASA Hubble telescope. And he goes, James, you know, you see all these like stars out there, and there's like, that looks like thousands and just thousands of pinpoints of light, right? And he goes, those aren't stars, those are galaxies. And each one of those has 400 billion stars. And you're looking at them going, there's got to be 400 billion of those.
Right.
And then in that one little frame of pictures, and he goes, think of it this way. There are 10,000 times more stars in the known universe than there are grains of sand on the beach.
Yes.
That's a lot of stars.
Right. And that's just what we can see. That's just what we're just now, with our limited technology, being able to understand. It's so much even bigger than that and expanding at an enormous rate.
It almost bends your mind. It warps your mind thinking about it.
No, and I think that's why people don't want to think about it. I think it gets uncomfortable. I think we become insignificant. And I think that's incredibly hard for human beings to process. So they just don't. They just go, well, this is all there is. And it was created by a guy on a cloud. And that's how it all works. And so it's all simple in a little bitty box. And now I understand it. And I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, give me a pizza and a football game.
That's it. That's right, man. So let's talk about the people losing their minds over the New Jersey and East Coast. What do you think about all that?
Well, you know, initially I was thinking that there was going to be a prosaic explanation. I mean, because I had gotten a couple of videos that were shared with me, because I happen to be one of those repositories where people contact. Sometimes it's great, other times it can be a bit overwhelming. They were exhibiting, noise, sort of a highly advanced but conventional propulsion initially.
Electric motors. We know what drones sound like.
Yeah. But then I started getting reports of crescent-shaped objects that exhibited no sound, made no noise, and were floating across the night sky, and that was odd.
But couldn't
and then
it
I
be,
got reports.
But I'm sorry, let me interrupt.
50,
but couldn't it be just simply it's far enough away that you're not hearing the noise and it's just got a different lighting pattern on the bottom of the drone?
Sure. But these are reports that are coming from people within the intel community that I trust.
Okay.
And they're saying that not all of them can be are prosaic. We know that for a fact. So, yes, the vast majority of them can be, but there is a number of that cannot be. And case in point, there were 50 of them that came off the ocean that were witnessed by people in the Coast Guard and the police department just a couple of days ago.
You were saying 50 at one time en masse?
50, yes.
See, I never know what to believe anymore. Like, I believe what you're saying.
Well, but this came in from a very, he said, it is also true that a police officer reported 50 drones coming in off from the ocean, exclamation point. And there are a few other reliable reports amidst the massive nonsense. Uncle Sam, as usual, seems clueless. And this is from someone I absolutely trust.
Do you believe that it is Uncle Sam,
though? There are some extremely credible reports. A certain percentage of them, albeit a small percent, seem to defy a conventional explanation. And that's the best I can say right now.
Do you believe that it's Uncle Sam doing some testing but not alerting?
I don't know. Why would you fly over a highly populated area night after night after night after night?
No, I don't.
Did you hear the press conference with Senate Majority Leader Schumer yesterday? And the guy in the audience, he's going, these drones, what, drones? Wait a minute. You're one of the people that wrote the legislation on this. You and Rounds and Rubio, they're UAP. He goes, well, we don't know what they are. Yes, exactly. Unidentified anomalous phenomenon. He's like, you shut up. Ask the next question. I'm going, I get a text message from a colonel of the United States Air Force, retired. He goes, James, I just want to know, what's your secret? How did you coordinate an alien invasion to coincide with the release of your document?
Right, we had the program. Perfect, yeah. No, you know what? It's very, very coincidental. I suspect you now, James.
I know, right? I had a bigger budget than I thought.
Listen, it is, and then that's the other part of me. And I will delve into a little conspiracy where I think, hey, you know, we sure are being distracted right now. Like, we're really, they're creating something, maybe, possibly, that we're really focused on. Is it real? Is it purposeful? Is it being done? Like, you know, how much is just random human beings?
We
got to
wrap.
You know, but I know, they got to wrap. Listen, James. I know they got you going back and forth, but you're always interesting, so it's hard to stay within the time limit.
Thank you so much for having me on. I hope we can do it again soon.
All right. Thank you, man. Jake, if you could share with whoever decided to say, we got a wrap, I'd like to fly wherever he is and kick him in the junk.
Yeah, that's the Apple TV, dude. I will kick him in the balls momentarily.
Yep. Hey, sorry. Sorry we're having a good time with your guest.
Sorry we're interested.
Listen.
Sorry we engaged.
I think that the idea... Listen, I believe in aliens. It's absolutely beyond stupid to believe we're the only thing. It really is. It's for the weak-minded, and I understand why you would say that, because if you really dive into how insignificant we are, how very small, mm-hmm. how very tiny in a very unbelievably massive and never-ending space, it's uncomfortable. Like, it really is. If you ever get into astronomy and you really start to look at how far out, how very small in this one little galaxy and this one little universe and how many universes there are and how far they go and how many much it's.
You start to unravel.
You really do. It is mentally it's uncomfortable.
You can't process it.
So what do? There was a guy in 7 days. He had a beard. And this does not deny the existence of a higher power. I'm talking about the explanation. Listen, just because you believe doesn't mean you're the most important.
Right, exactly.
And so it's entirely possible if there were an omnipotent higher being, he could create all of it, not just you, you silly little girl.
Do you think we're the best he made?
Yeah. Who gave the baby a gun?
Listen, that's my thought.
You're talking crazy because that's not what it says on my picket fence painting.
Yes, that's right.
I'm at the center of all of it.
That's right. And in only 7 days. So the point being, listen, there's a lot out there. Try to get comfortable with it and be open to it because it's going to happen. Maybe not in our lifetime, but... it's going to, at some point, the world will reveal itself. We'll be able to travel, and it's not going to be by putting some fuel in a rocket and trying to go there as fast or we consider to be fast. Mm-hmm. It will be another thing altogether.
Yeah.
But remember, not that long ago, we didn't have cell phones or computers. We couldn't get to the moon. We couldn't leave our atmosphere. We couldn't even fly on an airplane. Not that long ago. In the big picture of history, we're making some really fast jumps, and it will continue. Now, unfortunately, our lives are probably going to be over before we see the holy S jump.
Those things, yeah.
But it's coming. Mm-hmm. And it will be, again, dinosaurs were a long time ago.
Seems like just yesterday we were doing flip pages for porn.
You did flip pages for porn?
I remember seeing it. It was before the old internet.
She lived close to Erotic City.
Listen, I can't rub my head and pat my stomach. I don't think I can flip a book with my left hand and you know, and then go back to it again. It was very old timey of you. But, you know,
how far we've come.
Then the other part of me is wondering what we're doing in Jersey. Like, what's the reasoning behind all this?
Yeah.
And maybe nothing, but I do believe that governments are built on propaganda. And we know that. We filter propaganda into other countries all the time. We admit it. We know we do. I have a propaganda bomb in my living room. I have it. Yeah. It's from 1974. And we used to explode them over Vietnam. And some were only pictures. Some were in Vietnamese. Some were in Laotian. Some were, you know, different languages. Mm-hmm. But they were pamphlets because we didn't have the internet. We didn't have social media. We didn't have a way to disseminate everything we wanted other people to believe. So we would fly over. It was fiberglass. It would detonate, and it would drop all of these pamphlets about how bad it was to be a communist, and you should fight it with us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then they would flag their own over, and it would be Nixon with a little Asian baby in his hand with these big fangs. You ought to see it. You can Google it yourself. And he's eating Vietnamese babies, and they're like, the U.S. is coming for you. But we did it through every world war, every conflict, we have used propaganda. So do you think that they don't use it on us? They use it on others, and it's quite effective. So, yeah, of course, it's entirely possible that sometimes a U.S. government feeds you stuff to keep you of a certain mind.
Yeah.
Look over here. Don't look over here. I don't know.
Could be. Maybe.
Yeah.